ABC News.
It's one of the most important Gothic cathedrals in the whole of France, and it's possibly the most iconic as really a symbol of the French nation. Everybody who visits Paris sees Notre Dame, but architecturally speaking, it has some of the finest Gothic architectural work and some of the finest craftsmanship that you could expect to see in a Gothic cathedral.
The church contained an organ and huge stained glass windows. How important were they as historical and religious artefacts?
I mean, the windows are particularly important in Gothic architecture. So what builders in the medieval period are trying to do is reduce the wall mass so that the wall almost disappears, and what it's replaced with is glass. And it allows light to come into the church, but light that filters through coloured stained glass, turning the space of the cathedral into this spiritual realm that is different from other kinds of spaces that you would visit in the city. So the glass has a very important role within the function of the church and within the function of the spirituality of the place. So it's my understanding that some of the glass in the three rows windows, there's one on the west, north and south sides of the church, has melted during the fire, but thankfully not all of it. Some of it was installed in the 19th century as restoration work, but some of it is original medieval glass, so it's a great shame if some of that has been lost. In terms of the organ, I think organ scholars around the world will be feeling very anxious at this moment about how the falling debris from the roof and also the smoke and the water coming into the church would have affected what is one of the most important organs in the world. Musical instruments tend to be very sensitive to changes in the atmosphere, so I think everybody is probably waiting with bated breath to see what happens with the organ.
Why is this particular organ so important?
It's a historic organ, so it has had many famous organ builders work on it. It has a very particular sound that thankfully has been archived, but that has influenced organ making for now generations and generations. So it's kind of a grandfather organ, I suppose, if you think about it in that way, but it is actually kind of a defining instrument in terms of church music and organ music, and it is beloved by the congregation there. So I think that will probably be very concerned about its future.
The cathedral also contained artwork and other artefacts. Do we know which of those items have survived or been lost?
To some extent, and I think it goes to show how important they are to the collective imagination of Paris and also to those people that visit Paris and have some connection with the city, that reporting has already started, so that it is understood that these are important objects to people that are connected to Notre Dame. And we know some of the artefacts that were stored in the spire had been saved, and that's already been conveyed. Really important historical things like the tunic of one of the 13th century kings of France, who was also canonized as a saint in the Catholic and Anglican traditions, that was saved, as well as some church relics, and that information has already come to us. We know that there were sculptures in the spire that had been removed because of the renovation work that had been happening at Notre Dame in the period before the fire had broken out, but the status of many other objects in the church is uncertain, particularly because when the roof was destroyed, debris would have fallen into the church. And I've seen photographs of what the interior looks like, and I think there would be some concern as to the safety of those objects.
Presumably any rebuild of the interior will take a long time and be hugely expensive.
A long time, hugely expensive, and the kind of finesse that medieval building has, thinking about people dedicating their careers to this particular way of building and this particular style of architecture, is a kind of knowledge that we don't necessarily have in the contemporary world. So even though it hopefully will be restored, and it is wonderful that it is in a state where that can happen, the kind of very sophisticated building work that is from the medieval period has ultimately been lost.
ABC News.